What does the phrase full employment mean? We mention it because forecasters think it could happen within months. I'm David Brancaccio. Business economists expect a very strong jobs market in this new year. Obviously great for people looking for work, but it does imply U.S. central bankers could raise interest rates sooner to quell inflation. Julia Coronado is a frequent expert on this program. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, but also vice president of the National Association for Business Economics, the people with this new report. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Economists who advise big organizations, especially corporations, they're thinking we could get to full employment next year, 2022?
Yes, that seems in reach now. I mean, Janet Yellen said it months ago, and now the data are actually confirming that we might just get there next year.
Define how. What is full employment?
The way we think about full employment is that everybody who wants a job can find a job. You're still going to have some amount of unemployment as people move around and businesses come in and out of existence, but basically people that want jobs can get them.
Does full employment mean we will all have meaningful work for a boss who is not a jerk?
David, that's nirvana. That's not full employment. We can't control that.
Yeah, it's certainly not nirvana because this brings with it inflation.
Right. So part of the survey showed that economists expect inflation to stay higher for longer, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to moderate. Most economists still expect a substantial moderation in inflation next year and the year after as supply chains heal. It's just that it's going to run a little stronger because the economy is running a little stronger.
But not just supply chains, right? It's also when wages went up, that sticks.
That's right. So that's part of the economy being healthier and having more momentum. That's why the Federal Reserve is starting to signal that it's going to pull back stimulus earlier. That's all a good development. The economy is stronger, going to reach full employment faster and come with a bit more underlying inflation pressure. But again, a lot of these big eye-watering headline inflation numbers will recede or are still expected to recede next year and the year after.
Macro Policy Perspectives' Julia Coronado, an economist, is also VP of the National Association for Business Economics. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We're also watching to see if the massive real estate company in China, Evergrande, can pay its latest batch of debts, while Chinese authorities say the effects of a Evergrande collapse, if it were to come to that, could be contained. Others worry about widespread effects. And today, China's central bank increased the money supply there to make lending easier, to signal Beijing is taking the Evergrande situation seriously. States and cities around the country are running out of federal money to help tenants pay rent during pandemic. Also, landlords feel burdened. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
New York City resident Karen Graves says she spent decades building up her savings to buy a one-bedroom apartment near Harlem. It was an investment she made for her retirement.
It's a 30-year savings process of living really frugally, sleeping on an airbed on a floor in my 30s, shopping only at the Goodwill so I could save up to do this.
But Graves says her tenants stopped paying rent after the pandemic started. She was relieved when the federal government set aside tens of billions of emergency rental assistance dollars, first under President Trump and again under President Biden.
I was hopeful because it finally gave the landlords an opportunity to get some help.
The program covered her tenants' rent through this summer, but Graves, a freelance actor and teacher, is once again worried about how her tenant will pay rent and how she herself will pay her mortgage. The federal government expects almost two-thirds of emergency rental assistance money will be spent or allocated by the end of this year. A survey from the New York Landlord Trade Group, the Community Housing Improvement Program, found that 40% of renters who carry pandemic rent debt haven't even applied for help yet. Jay Martin is the executive director.
So when you think about those numbers, you realize that there's an entire universe of renters with large debt who have not been serviced by this program, and the program is run out of money.
The U.S. Treasury Department is working on a fix with plans to redistribute money that hasn't yet been spent. Rutgers University Assistant Professor Peter Hepburn says initially all states, even less populated ones, got minimum subsidy payments.
So if you're a renter in Montana or Wyoming or Idaho, there is likely more than enough funding there to help you to catch up on rent and to make your landlord whole.
Unspent money from those states may end up in New York and other places with a high share of delinquent renters and where rent costs more. But with funds running low, there will be less to move around overall. Some states have stopped accepting new applications altogether for now. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And Donald Trump is working on a rival to Twitter that'll be called Truth Social. Trump Media and Technology Group claims it now has agreements for $1 billion from institutional investors for the project, investors that have not been identified. Trump was banned from Twitter and some other social media outlets following his actions on January 6th, the day of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.